Greetings, and welcome to the Professional Diversity Networks second quarter 2014 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I'd like to remind listeners that during the call, certain information presented contains forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. Potential risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's business and financial results to differ materially from these forward-looking statements are described in the company's periodic reports filed with the SEC from time to time. All information discussed on this call is as of today, August 14th, and Professional Diversity Networks does not intend and undertakes no duty to update future events or circumstances. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mr. Jim Kirsch, CEO. Thank you, Mr. Kirsch. You may begin.
Thank you, operator. With me today are Rudy Martinez, founder of our flagship professional networking site, ihispano.com, David Mecklenburger, our Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Mirabel de la Rosa, our Vice President of Business Development, and Mr. Kevin Williams, our Marketing and Communications Leader. This afternoon, we will discuss our progress in the second quarter of 2014, and then I will turn it over to our CFO for a summary of our financial results. Finally, we will open up the call for questions. As always, after our call today, David and I will be available for one-on-one phone meetings. Second quarter of 2014 was a period where we exceeded our internal sales plan, we identified a meaningful acquisition, and enhanced our leadership in diversity recruitment with proprietary technology to assist people with disabilities to process online applications. I am pleased to announce that our direct sales bookings increased 663% year-over-year, which was the fourth consecutive quarterly increase. Direct sales booked were $802,000 for the quarter, surpassing the $500,000 of revenue that was generated by our LinkedIn contract that ended last quarter. Our internal sales team brought on new clients, many of whom were formerly restricted to us. I would like to discuss some of the sales development highlights that occurred in our most recent quarter. To begin those highlights, I'd like to turn it over to Kevin, who will discuss our diversity recruitment symposium outreach events. Kevin?
Good afternoon, everyone. On July 15th of last month, we executed a Strategies for Diversity Summit in Washington, D.C., with several government leaders from the following organizations: NASA, FDA, OMP, and from VA. The focus of the summit was around the Executive Order 13583, which was established for the government initiative to promote diversity and inclusion in the federal workforce. Along with that, we held a number of diversity and inclusion roundtables that also included diversity chiefs from around the country.
In the recent months of the second quarter, we engaged with over 250 leaders of diversity recruitment throughout the nation at events that were held in Washington, D.C., as Kevin just mentioned, Boston, Chicago, and New York City. I'm pleased to announce that that has resulted in some significant wins in the second quarter and a greatly increased pipeline in the quarters ahead. Some of those highlights of the wins in the second quarter are Rolls-Royce and Novartis. We're very excited about the work of our new government solutions group, led by Joyce Ciccone, who is based in Washington, D.C., and Joyce and her team were responsible for bringing in new units of the federal government onto the diversity recruitment platform that we operate, including the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In recent months, the United States government has implemented the new OFCCP regulations, which have added intensified interest for our products. We recently exhibited at the National NILG Conference, where there was over 1,000 attendees who are our potential customer base. The reaction to our product was very strong, and we had an exceptionally strong reception for our new ADI AudioEye technology. This new technology is the first time that any company has been able to provide a cloud-based SaaS solution for companies to process applications online for individuals with disabilities, specifically those who have visual impairments, audio impairments, who are autistic or are illiterate. This technology attaches to a company's career center with a single line of JavaScript code, which means the company does not have to do programming and affect any of their internal securities. It for the first time provides the ability for someone who has an impairment to be able to process an application in real time without requiring them to purchase expensive and often not well-performing screen reading technology. We had a ton of excitement in Washington, D.C. at NILG over this technology. We're already following up with significant meetings with Fortune 100 companies as a result of that conference. The new OFCCP regulations have impacted not only individuals with disabilities, but veterans, women, and people of color. And we are pleased that the market reaction to our approach, which is unique, has been very favorable. Finally, I wanted to mention that we announced on July 14th of this year that we entered into a definitive merger agreement for the acquisition of the National Association of Professional Women. NAPW is a privately owned company that generated $19.7 million of revenue last year with over $2.3 million of operating cash flow. Without getting into any great detail, I would like to mention some qualitative highlights of this compelling combination. The Professional Diversity Network will provide members of NAPW with career opportunities, enhanced online networking technology, and expanded programs for local, regional, and national chapter meetings and conferences. While the Professional Diversity Network will have a meaningful impact on the value proposition of NAPW members, NAPW will provide an extremely valuable talent pool of educated, experienced, engaged professional women that we can match with our employer clients that are seeking to hire such experienced talent. So we really have a win-win situation with the National Association of Professional Women because the qualitative aspects are very strong in addition to the financial components. One of the things that was of great interest to us was our ability to grow NAPW using the assets that we have at the Professional Diversity Network. As you may recall, we acquired a company called Resonate that is leading technology for semantic matching of career opportunities online and professional networking. We will be deploying this technology to enhance the online networking experience of the NAPW members, something that we feel will have a tremendous positive impact on the membership experience. The second acquisition that we made was PSI, an events company that produces events, career events, and professional networking events around the country. This group of event specialists, both on the sales side and the production side, will enable us to expand the NAPW events at the chapter level, at the regional level, and at the national level. Our current plans are to empower chapter events to occur at over 300 NAPW chapters on a monthly basis. We are planning to do regional clustered events, which will be new for NAPW, at over 25 clusters around the country, where we will be inviting in our recruitment partners to participate in these events and connect with a very valuable pipeline of talent, and also to provide programming that enables the members to network with each other and promote their own business or service. We will be holding these events on a regional level once per quarter, and as I said, 25 regions. We are also very thrilled about our early integration planning with NAPW. We have developed an intensive integration scope and plan in conjunction with the leadership at NAPW. We will be working on finalizing each business unit's operational plans, goals, and budgets in the coming days and weeks. We fully anticipate to have our integration plans complete and in a detailed manner prior to closing. While we are excited about our achievements in the second quarter and our growth opportunities ahead, we remain focused on the discipline of efficiency and cost controls, investing our capital to organically grow and to accelerate our growth via strategic acquisitions. Before I turn the call over to David, who will briefly highlight the quarter's financials, I want to take a moment to thank and recognize the women and men of the United States Armed Forces, both active military and veterans. Professional Diversity Network, in conjunction with many of our partners, including the VFW Vet Jobs and National ABLE, are investing in new tools, such as a new military translation tool, that will assist our American heroes in securing high-quality professions when they leave the service with employers who we assist in hiring our heroes. David?
Thank you, Jim, and thanks to everyone who joined the call today. I'm going to speak to some of the key points in our financials from the second quarter and how we're tracking our strategy for long-term financial success, as Jim just outlined. Our total GAAP recognized revenues were $1,032,000 for the quarter, which was a 5.7% increase from $977,000 the same period the previous year. This is attributable primarily to increased revenue from our direct sales. I'd like to point out that we achieved this year-over-year growth in spite of this being the first quarter following the termination of our LinkedIn agreement, which had provided us with $500,000 of revenue in past quarters. Revenue recognized from the direct sales was $350,000 in the quarter, $145,000 from our career events division, $90,000 from our e-commerce sales, and $447,000 from our consumer advertising and consumer marketing solutions. Our direct sales booking revenues in the second quarter increased 663% to $802,000 from $105,000 in the same period 1 year prior. $225,000 of that growth in bookings came from our events division that had been acquired in the third quarter of last year. And as Jim pointed out, this was our fourth consecutive quarter that we grew direct sales bookings. PDN reported a comprehensive net loss for the fiscal second quarter of 2014 of $488,000 as compared to the loss of $142,000 in the previous year's second quarter. This was primarily the result of costs associated with building a direct sales force and also costs directly related to our career events division, which typically generates a lower gross profit margin than our online direct sales business. In addition, in the second quarter of 2013, the company recognized a benefit of over $200,000 due to the decrease in fair value of its outstanding warrant liabilities. This was compared with an increase of $30,000 of those warrant liabilities in the same period of 2014. As of June 30th of this year, our total assets were $22,214,000, which was an increase from $22,020,000 at December 31st, 2013. And this was the result of a combination of our operating losses incurred in the first 6 months, offset by capitalization of the proprietary software technology licenses we entered into at the end of the second quarter of this year. Jim, I'll hand it back to you.
Thanks, David. I appreciate your summary results. And operator, we'll open it up to questions from the callers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Our first question is from Andrew DeSilva of Merriman Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Silva, your line is live.
Sorry, I was on mute. I put you on mute for a second. Good afternoon, and again, I just want to say great quarter. Just have a couple quick questions related to NAPW. What do you consider them? Do you consider them a social networking company? And if so, it seems like you got a pretty good multiple for the merger. If you can explain the rationale behind why the terms were so good, and if there were any synergies, you know, we should expect for NAPW through the merger, primarily related to, you know, improved subscriber attrition metrics.
Okay, so Andrew, we don't want to get into great detail about the merger. As you may know, we have submitted to the SEC for approval, and they're going through their process now. I will just say in some summary fashion that we had a mutual belief between the leadership of NAPW and the leadership of the Professional Diversity Network that this is one of those special mergers that we all look for, the 2 + 2 = 8. And I say that because there's a number of items or investments that NAPW had scoped to make. And two of those major investments were, one, in technology, because much of NAPW is about the member-to-member experience at the chapter level with their over 300 chapters. But some of it is an online experience, and they were investigating very significant plans to increase their online networking capabilities. It's more than coincidental that our investment in Resonate, our built for mobile technology, our ability to match member to member, our ability to match member to career opportunities is something that is extraordinary benefit to the future of NAPW and its members. So the technology that we have been investing in for years and refining that has generated so much value and activity for us online will now be integrated within the NAPW experience. So the other half of NAPW is the offline experience, and the 300 chapters do meet on a monthly basis. We plan on working with our partners in NAPW to add a regional clustered approach where we are going to have a version of their amazing national chapter event, but at a regional level at approximately 25 regions. And we will be offering to our clients who participate in our events business the opportunity to connect with those members and therefore create a new revenue stream for NAPW, which traditionally had not monetized that activity before. But I think most important what we saw was that our relationships with employers and our connectivity with recruiters who are women is such an important quality that we can bring to the members of NAPW. And by enhancing that membership value, that membership experience, we believe, in conjunction with our partners, future partners at NAPW, that we'll be able to both increase the amount of new members that come in, and we will also increase retention rates. Finally, long term, we'll be testing doing physical chapters and NAPW-type membership opportunities for our other verticals, including veterans, the Hispanic community, African American community, and so on and so forth.
Okay, great. That makes a lot of sense and gives some clarity to that. Do you feel like you have the bandwidth right now, if everything goes well, for your events division to be able to, you know, really run that many events, you know, on an annual basis?
Well, I can give you I think a more informed answer about that, because in the last 30 or 45 days, we've been highly engaged in integration conversations with NAPW, and our events team and their events team have coalesced and are pretty far along in a plan that supports what I have outlined. The events business that we bought was built and has done regional events for over 25 years. These are events in Pittsburgh for the National Urban League, or in Indianapolis for the Black Data Processors Association. So, Andrew, this is really in the wheelhouse of that business that we bought, and it gives us the ability to put more product through that engine. And while we do believe, or we do know, that there'll be some additional resources required to frame the structure, the expertise is in place for us to achieve those goals in the first year of operation.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for the time, and good job this quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star one if you would like to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment. Okay, everyone, it doesn't appear that we have any further questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to management for any closing remarks.
Thank you. I want to reiterate, I just want to make sure if anybody does have a question during my closing remarks, we'll be happy to put you back into the queue. Also, David and I will be available after this call for one-on-one conversations today, Friday, and in the days and week ahead as always. I want to tell you how much we appreciate your interest and investment in our company. I also would like to share with you the genuine excitement that we have at the Professional Diversity Network about, one, the adoption of our product, our core existing product, by corporate America, and the conversations that we're currently engaged in, which are giving us a tremendous amount of optimism for the future. And two, this amazing opportunity that we have to work with the professionals at NAPW and to serve the women in the organization. We believe that this is a very strategic fit for our company and for NAPW. We're exceedingly excited about this opportunity and this combination. It meets our strategic goals of providing value to diverse Americans and also providing value to our stockholders. I want to thank you very much for your faith in our company and for you joining the call today, and we look forward to future calls with our new partners joining us from NAPW. Thank you very much, and have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.